This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. Demand for U.S. beef is very strong in Mexico's food service sector. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
U.S. beef is thriving in Mexico's food service and hospitality sectors, but each major destination in Mexico has specific product needs. Gerardo Rodriguez, U.S. Meat Export Federation Regional Director for Mexico, Central America, and the Dominican Republic, said there is a wide variety of demand across the country.
The Mayan Riviera,
which is all these places nearby Cancun, Cozumel, Playa del Carmen, Tulum. Most of the hotels, the offer that they have is for an all-inclusive resort. So this is a great place when we work on the development on alternative cuts, underutilized cuts. How can we use better the rounds? How can we use better the chuck, for example? It is certainly a price-oriented destination because of this matter that they have a daily cost per person. But we are being creative in order to keep U.S. beef products in the center of the plate. Now, the second place is Mexico City. Here is very different. It's more business-oriented. It's more kind of a restaurant from Monday to Friday.
Mexico's Pacific coast also has different preferences.
Cabos, the highest-end destination we have in the country. Tourism that go here mainly is American, Canadian, European. They understand about grades, high choice, prime, everything about the good quality and consistency on the product. And the last one, Puerto Vallarta, is a little bit of a mix. It's one of the main destinations for the domestic tourism. There is a lot of Airbnbs here. A lot of snowbirds also going to Puerto Vallarta for a long period of time.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.